早上好，大家早上好。
This beautiful, I think it's the first day of spring, right?
今天是春天的第一天，是吗？
It's so nice to be able to be together in the house of the Lord.
很高兴和大家在这个神的殿里和大家同在。
Better get my glasses on so I can see the right way here.
我把眼睛戴上，所以看能看得清楚大家。
I asked my eye doctor, why is my eyesight getting a little bit worse?
我的眼科医生，我的视力为什么现在目前一直不如以前了？
And she looked at me and she said, because you have too many birthday candles on your cake.
她说在你的蛋糕上面那个蜡烛太多了。
So I'm going to take off all the candles off my cake. I'm not going to use candles anymore, but I don't think that's going to help. Do you?
所以呢，我以后呢就不会在我的蛋糕上再放任何的蜡烛了，但我不觉得那会帮助我的视力。
But I think though the Bible says that even though the outward man is decaying, the inner man is being renewed day by day.
圣经上说，我们的外表一天不如一天，但我们的内心是新一天，新似一天。
And so this morning we are going to talk about what it means.To share the light from your heart.
So, 今天我要跟大家分享的是把我心中的亮光和大家一起分享。
And in the Christian life, the Bible says that we are supposed to make our light shine.
圣经说，我们基督徒的生活就是要把我们心中的灯光、亮光跟世界分享。
We have Jesus Christ in our hearts. Amen.
我们心中耶稣是不是？
And it's sort of like this little lamp that I've used before. When we open up, we see the light inside the lamp.
就像这个灯一样，我们把灯打开的时候，这个亮光照亮了我们。
And unfortunately, sometimes we have the light within us, but the light is not shining.
很不幸的是，很多时候我们心中有那个亮光，但是我们没有把它亮出来。
So why? Why doesn't the light shine? What keeps the light from shining?
So, 我们问的问题是为什么我们这些灯光没有让它能亮出来呢？
And there's ways in which we can shine the light. And many ways we can shine the light. Many ways.
实际上我们有很多方法让我们心中的亮光能够亮出来给大家。
And one of the ways we can do that is through prayer.
所以其中的一种办法呢，就是经常的不断的祷告。
And by praying, we are shining the light.
通过祷告，我们就把我们的心中的亮光献给世人看。
So this weekend, we've been talking about revival.
这个周末我们讨论了，大家参加培灵会，我们讨论如何的复兴。
And with revival, we need to pray. Amen.
我们如果复兴的话，我们第一件事要做的就是祷告，是不是？
And with prayer.There are four types of ways of praying.
实际上有四种方法我们可以祷告。
And on Wednesday nights, we've been using the acrostic ACTS.
每个礼拜三的晚上，我们用这个 ACTS 的方法来进行祷告。
Yeah, and we know that that's adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication in English.
I'm going to translate.
Good.
所以每个礼拜三的晚上，我们第一件是颂赞、认罪、赞美、悔改的方法来向神祷告。
And that's what I want to talk about this morning, is giving you a way to pray.
所以今天早上我就想跟大家分享一个方法，就是让你来如何祷告。
And by the way, we want to invite everybody to come on Wednesday nights. Pastor Shen has been leading, and so we welcome everybody to come on Wednesday nights on Zoom. There is enough room.
所以今天我就向大家发出个邀请，就每个礼拜三晚上来参加我们教会的祷告会，通常是沈牧师带领我们全教会的祷告会，礼拜三晚上。
In the book of Acts, we used to call it the upper room, but now we call it the upper Zoom.
在这个
That's okay. That's a hard one to translate.
他的意思就是说，我们每个礼拜三晚上，圣经上说有在上天，在天上有的事情，在我们礼拜三晚上，我们有我们的 Zoom 的祷告会。
So the first aspect, well, let me just say this: that the ACTS is patterned after the Lord's Prayer. How do we pray? We pray the way Jesus told us how to pray. That's the answer.
我们讲的 ACTS 的方法，实际上是按照 耶稣教导我们方法进行的。
And so we know that Jesus says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, which means holy be your name.
我们天上的父，愿你的名为圣。
And then he says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的名，你的灵，就是主导文，愿你的名在，我们天上的父，愿你的名高举，愿你的愿你的名行在地上如同行在天上如同行在地上如同行在天上。
Thank you. And so and then later on he says that we should forgive others and forgive our sins and forgive other people's sins.
神又说，我们让我们的饶恕别人的罪，就如同我们的罪被饶恕一样。
And then he says, we can pray. You give us this our daily bread, and give us this our daily bread.
然后神又说。我们祷告你，因为你给供应我们每天的粮食。
But before we ask for something, we should praise God. Before we ask for things, before we confess our sins, we should praise God for who He is.
在我们向神认罪悔改之前，我们第一件事情就要我们要赞美神。
And so I want to say that this morning we're going to talk about praise and confession.
今天早上我们要谈两件事，第一个是赞美。第二个是悔改。
We need to be thankful, but we're not going to talk about thankfulness.
我们要讨论如何去感谢主。
We need to ask God for our needs, to meet our needs, but we're not going to talk about that.
我们要感谢神给我们供应，但今天我们会讨论这个事情。
We're going to start by praising God for who He is.
所以我们第一件事我们就来讨论的是我们如何去赞美神。
And I have given you a handout. I don't know if you have it in your bulletin. I'm going to be following this handout here. So, and the PowerPoints hopefully will be coming soon.
在我们给你的这个今天的 bulletin 里面呢，就有今天我们要讨论的内容。
So the first one that we need to praise God for many things, but I've given you just five things to praise God for.
所以我给你有五样事情，你要去感谢主，赞美主。
The first one is that God is all-powerful.
第一件事情，神是全能的。
And you can read that, that scripture.
我们可以念耶利米书三十二章第十七节：主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。
And we know that the Lord's Prayer starts out with God, our Father, who art in heaven, in heart in heaven. That means that He is all-powerful.
我们在主祷文里说。神啊，我们天上的父，这说明我们的父在天上。
Nothing is too difficult for God.
世上没有任何的事对神来说是困难的。
I mean, think about it. God created the universe.
想想看，神创造了宇宙万物。
And my wife and I, you know, we've been missionaries in many different countries, including China.
我太太和我做过很多的传道的工作，包括在中国。
And one of the wonderful things about being a missionary, you get to see many different beautiful things in God's creation.
作为一个传道人，最美妙的一件事情，就看到神创造的万物，很多地方都看到神创造的万物。
And with my family and I, we have climbed up volcanoes.
我们家庭一起会爬过火山。
Inactive volcanoes, not active volcanoes.
现在那个火山是活的火山，过去爬过。
We have climbed up pyramids in Egypt.
我们也到埃及去爬过金字塔。
And we've also been to the Great Wall of China.
我们也到中国去爬过长城。
And Great Wall was my favorite.
长城是我最喜欢的。
Because we walked up 1,800 steps.
我们在长城上爬了1,800级楼梯。
And we could see over the clouds.
我们可以在云端上面看到。
And that day, it was a beautiful day in January, and blue sky, and it was wonderful to see all the mountains. And I really felt like I was seeing things from God's perspective.
那是个一月份的一天，蓝天是湛蓝的天空。我站在那个长城上，我看到众山峦，我就感到如同看到神看到世界的那个角度。
And we were told by our students that we were teaching at the university, you have to, if you want a great life, you have to climb the Great Wall.
我的学生，在中国的学生告诉我们，如果你想这有个很好的过很好的日子的话，你在中国你一定要爬上长城。
And we were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary, so we wanted a great marriage, so we climbed the Great Wall.
所以为了庆祝我们的25年的这个结婚纪念日， 我们就爬了长城。
But if you think of our galaxy, you think of our galaxy. Our galaxy is 120,000 light years in distance. That's just our galaxy, 120,000 light years.
你想想，我们这个星河系有25亿个光年。
One light year travels at 6 trillion miles a year. A light can travel in 1 year 6 trillion miles.
我不知道中文怎么翻译了，但是我可以告诉你，就是就是有多少有 trillion 的话，就是有6万亿吧，也就是一年可以走6万亿的6万亿的英里的速度。
And you multiply that times 120,000, so you have 6 trillion times 120,000, and that's the distance of just our galaxy. God is huge.
在我们这个银河系里头，我们要那有多长呢？是我们刚才讲的是6万亿年光年的，那还要乘上120，你想想看，就是我们这个银河系，想想看这多大。
So we can see here that first and foremost, we serve an all-powerful God. Amen.
所以我们就知道，我们第一件事情就是说，我们必须要服侍神，是不是？
Secondly, as you can see here from Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, that God is sovereign.
第二件事就说的呢，神是至高的，在但以理书4章第35节是这么说的：世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中。他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他的手，或问他说：“你做什么呢？”
Nothing can happen without God's permission.
世界上所有的事情发生都必须要通过神的允许。
And so, if something happens, there's a good reason that God has allowed it to happen.
如果任何事情发生了，神一定会允许的。
And I think all of us know that there's things that have happened in our lives. We just don't know why.
大家都知道，很多事情发生在我们生命中，我们并不知道为什么会发生。
But we know someone who does know the why. We may not know the why, but we know the someone who does know the why.
所以我们知道，尽管我们不知道，但我们确信有一个神，他一定会知道。
If you're going through difficult situations, don't ask the question why. Don't ask the question why. Ask the question what. What am I supposed to be learning from this situation?
所以当你困难中，在你生活经历了很多困难中，不要问为什么，而是说如何在这件困难中我学到什么。
You remember when Peter was in the boat, Peter was in the boat, and the waves were coming, and it was getting dangerous for him, because Peter was a fisherman, and he knew the dangers of the sea. So he was in the boat with the other fishermen, with his friends, and the storm came.
你们都记得彼得在船上，大风大浪来了，彼得是个渔人。是个打鱼的人，他知道这是多么危险的一个境况。
And then he looks out into the middle of the lake. He was about 3 miles from the shore, and there was Jesus walking on the water, coming towards him.
然后他在湖里去看，是看到在3英里之外，耶稣在湖上行走。
And they cried out in fear. They thought he was a ghost.
他们大声的呼叫，向耶稣呼叫，他们以为他是鬼呢。
And he says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It's me."
耶稣说，不要害怕，不要害怕，这是我。
And then Peter looked at him and said, "Lord, if it is you, can I come out and meet you?"
彼得说，神呐，若是你，我能不能从船上下来，朝你那儿走啊？
And then Jesus says, "Come, come."
那耶稣说，耶，是的，是我，来吧，来吧。
So Peter gets out of the boat and he starts to walk on the water.
So Peter 离开了船，在水上开始行走，朝着耶稣走去。
And then the winds come and the waves are coming, and all of a sudden Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus, and he looks at the wind and he looks at the waves, and then all of a sudden he starts to sink under the water.
所以耶稣当这个彼得向神走去的时候，大风大浪开始，彼得没有定睛在神的耶稣的身上，而是朝着大浪大风去看的时候，他沉了下去。
And then Jesus Christ, he immediately, the Bible says, immediately he takes out his hand and he reaches for Peter and he picks him up out of the water.
耶稣看到的时候，大声的喊叫着彼得，然后伸出他的手， 把彼得从水中拉了上来。
And then both Peter and Jesus then walk into the boat, and as soon as they get into the boat, all of a sudden the storm is over.
当彼得和耶稣一起走进船的时候，大风大浪就停了下来。
A question we have to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves a very important question.
此时我们有个很重要的问题我们要问。
Why did Jesus walk on the water? Why didn't he just appear in the boat? Why was he walking so far from the boat?
我要问问题，为什么耶稣在离着船很远的地方在水上行走呢？
Why did he even allow this to happen? Jesus could have been in the boat when they left the shore, but he sent the disciples out by themselves and he stayed back. Why did he do that?
所以我问的问题是说，耶稣为什么让这些他的门徒们在船上放在这个大风大浪里，让这大风大浪发生，而自己在岸上呢？这是为什么？
Because God the Father wants to tell his children,It's time to grow up.
是我们的天父告诉他的孩子们说，你们应该长大了。
Jesus wanted them to have their own faith, not his faith in God. He wanted them to have their own faith.
耶稣基督不是要给他自己的信心，而是让他的门徒们要自己有他自己的信心。
So like a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather, how they want to teach the little child how to walk step by step, Jesus step by step tries to strengthen their faith muscles.
就如同父母或者爷爷奶奶教着孩子走路一样，耶稣也是一步一步地扶着他的门徒，增强他们的信心。
So, what is the principle? What are we supposed to learn about prayer?
所以我们要祷告的原则是，我们要学的祷告的原则是什么呢？
What are we supposed to learn about God's sovereignty?
我们从神的主权上要学到什么功课呢？
Keep your eyes on Jesus.Keep your eyes focused on him. Don't look to the world. Don't look to the problems around you. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
要学的功课就是要定睛在耶稣的身上，不要看着世界，不要看这些问题，而是定睛在耶稣的身上。
You remember the song? You remember the song? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Remember that one?
你们记得一首歌，定睛在主耶稣的身上。
Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
定睛在神的身上，看着他的荣光，这是这首歌的内容。
You know that song. Sing it. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it every day. Whatever song you have, when you are afraid, sing. Really, when you are afraid, sing. And that will focus your eyes on Jesus.
每当你害怕的时候，就唱这首歌，你就会定睛在耶稣的身上。
And now look at number three here on the PowerPoint. God is holy and just.
我们第三条要讲的是，神是公洁，圣洁公义的。
Isaiah 46, 9 through 10, we can read that.
以赛亚书46章9到10节是这么说的，你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神，我是神，再没有比我的，我从起初只明末代的事，末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我筹算必立定，我所喜悦的我必成就。
And this is how the Lord's prayer starts. It says, God Father, who art in heaven, you are holy.
这是我们祷告的开始。我们天上的父，你是圣洁的，你是公义的。
Holy means that you're perfect. It means that there's nothing in you that isthat is going to corrupt your heart. It's pure.
圣洁就是说你是那完美的，毫无缺陷的，没有任何的事情能让你 损害你或者腐蚀你。
It means that we not only don't sin, it means that we have a hatred of evil.
这换句话说就是说我们不仅没有罪，而且我们痛恨恶。
The fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. Not just the staying away from evil. Do you really hate evil? Really? Do you really hate it? Or do you just not do it?
所以就另外就是说，我们喜爱神的时候，我们要痛恨恶。
When as working with the children, your children in the youth and as middle school and high school for many years, we sometimes would go out and do some fun things together.
在和青少年一起工作的时候，我有的时候把孩子们一起带出去做些有趣的事情。
We have Bible study and prayer, but this time we went bowling together. True story.
我给你讲个真实的故事。我带着孩子们除了学习圣经以外，我带他们去打保龄球。
Bowling is a wonderful family activity. You can encourage one another, and it is great. So we like to do that sometimes. But we went bowling. But I noticed that there was something that really strange in the bowling alley. Something really strange happened.
你知道这个保龄球是很有趣的很有意义的一个家庭活动，但这次我们去的时候呢，我们发现在打保龄球的地方一个非常奇怪的事情。
And as we took the ball and we were going to throw it down the alley, against the back wall was music videos playing, music videos.
当我们把这球扔出去的时候，那对面的墙上是在放着这个音乐的一个视频。
And there was these female musicians, and they hardly had any clothes on at all, and they were there singing.
这个在那个上面呢，就很多这个女歌星在唱歌。这些女歌星身上一丝不挂。
So I took up the ball. It's like I had to close my eyes like this and just throw it like this. I didn't want to look.
所以当我扔球的时候，我赶快把眼睛这个盖上，因为我不想看那个图画。
And I said, "This is ridiculous. Here we are trying to have fun. I'm a youth."I'm an English pastor. I'm trying to help the kids to know what holiness is, and here I am bringing them into this place. I feel very guilty.
你知道我是他们的英文牧师，我到他们这里来要理解什么叫圣洁，结果我把他们带到这样一个地方，让我感到非常的难为情。
And then you know what I thought to myself, what would Jesus do?
我的问题就是说，如果此时此刻耶稣来了，他会怎么做？
So I put down the ball and I walked over and talked to the manager.
所以他，我把球放下来，我立刻就去找了这个保龄球的这个主人，这个公司的主人。
I said, I'm a minister here at the Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore. I brought these kids over here, and I don't want them to see this.
我是巴城中华基督教会的英文牧师，我带着孩子们来打保龄球，我不想他们看到这些后面这些很不好的这些视频。
I know we live in a free country. I know there's freedom of speech, but would you kindly change the video?
我知道。他跟那个主人说，我知道我是个自由的国家，你们都有自由的权利，但是呢，我不希望我的孩子们看到这些乱七八糟的东西。
And he did.
他服从了。
And he put up beautiful pictures of creation, of the nature.
他就把一个这个很美的自然的画面，是大自然的，上帝创造大自然的画面放出来给大家看。
My friends, why am I telling you this story? Why?
我的朋友们，为什么要给你讲这样的故事
？Because as parents, as leaders, as people that are trying to live within this culture, we don't have to let the culture corrupt our mind. We don't have to let it.
作为家长，作为孩子们的领导，或者这个他们的头头，我们没有理由让他们的脑子被这个世界所腐蚀。
If he didn't change that video, I would have walked out of that bowling alley. I would have said, "Come on, guys, we're not going to stay here. We're leaving."
如果那个主人不把这个后面这个视频换掉的话，我一定会带着孩子离开这个地方。
So God is holy. So when we pray, let's thank Him, but also let's do what we can to protect our children and to make sure that they don't have evil in their hearts.
所以神是圣洁公义的，所以我们时时刻刻的保护我的孩子，保护我们的牧道友或者我们的教会的朋友们一起。
The fourth one there we have is God is love, and we can read that. That comes from the Romans 8:35 and then 37-39. You can just read that.
第四节就是神是爱，是罗马书第八章三十五节、三十七节和三十九节是这么说的：谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上。已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是生是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是我们在主基督耶稣里的。
So isn't this a wonderful verse? Nothing can separate you from love. Sometimes when you're going through financial problems or health problems or relationship problems, financial, health, or relationships, sometimes you think to yourself, God has separated himself from you. No, that's not true.
当我们遇到 这个经济上、关系上或其他上面有问题的时候，我们有时候怀疑，但是请相信，神的爱一直与我们在一起，神的爱永远不和我们隔绝。
God hasn't moved, you've moved, but God has not moved. He's more involved in your life than ever.
神从来没有离开你，你离开了神。神一直在我们生活中跟我们在一起。
God will never love you more than he loves you today. He never will.
神一如既往的爱你，直到今天。
If you were the only person on the face of the earth, you were the only one on earth, God would have died for you, really.
即使你这世界上只剩下你一个人，神也会为你死的。
You know how expensive something is, or how valuable something is by the, how much it is worth. You know how valuable something is by how much somebody is willing to pay for it. Amen?
你知道什么东西最珍贵的时候，你就那个人愿意付的价格是多少，就知道这个东西是多么的珍贵。
If I had a violin up here and I told you that that violin was one of the first violins that was ever created, I could sell it for many millions of dollars.
如果我告诉你我手里拿的这个小提琴是世界上第一把小提琴，我一定可能卖好几百万上千万块钱。
The violin is worth as much as someone is willing to pay for that violin.
那个小提琴多贵呢？是世界上如果有人愿意买它，他愿意付的价格就是它多贵。
God paid the ultimate price of sending his son Jesus Christ to die for you and to die for me. It's the most expensive cost in the entire universe, and he did it for you. How does that make you feel?
所以神把他付上最大的代价，为了你，为了我，把他的独生爱子，为了我们的罪死了。你就知道你是多么的珍贵，在神的眼里。
What else does God have to do to convince us that He loves us? He did the most important thing, the biggest thing. What more does He have to do to convince us that He loves us?
神已经把他最大的事情、最昂贵的事情做了，为你做了。还有什么别的事情比这个更贵重呢？
So don't ever question the love of God.
所以绝不要怀疑神对你的爱。
Don't think that God is very far away from you when there is problems.
当你有遇到问题的时候，绝不要怀疑神离你很远。
God may be trying to correct you, but when He's correcting you, He's not far away from you. When God's correcting you, He's very close to you.
神可能要纠正你的一些问题，但他离你绝对不是很远，实际上在你的身边。
We have many fruit trees around this church. Pastor planted many fruit trees around this church.
你知道，在我们教会旁边有很多的果树，实际上神牧师种的。
And every year he cuts a few of the branches. Why? Why does he cut them? So they will produce bigger fruit.
所以每年什么时候都会去修整这些果树，为什么呢？这样的话，这果树可以产出更多的果子来。
And that's what God will do in our lives sometimes. He wants to prune us. He wants to cut away those things that are not right.
神也是这样，他们经常通过检修理我们，来让我们能够结出更多的果子来。
And just remember.That the gardener isn't any closer to the tree, except for when he is pruning the tree. He's not any closer, except when he's pruning the tree.
就像这个园丁，离他的树很近的时候，什么时候最近呢？当他在修理这个树的时候，那个园丁离那棵树是最近的时候。
You cannot prune a tree from a distance. You have to get very close. And God is very close to you when He's trying to cut the things that are not good in your life, and that's revival.
所以神当神要修理的时候，他离你很近，这是让你复兴的时候，神离你是最近的时候。
So what are the things that are we supposed to cut out? What are we going to cut out of our lives?
神要把什么东西从你的生命中剪除呢？
Let me just say, number five, it's God is merciful. Can you read that from Psalm 145:8?
我们要讲的第五条就是神是有怜悯的，是诗篇第145章第八节。耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
And I already talked about that by the mercy of God. So there they are. You can see them right there. So when you pray, when you do your adoration, okay, pray this way. Pray, dear God, you're loving, you're holy, you're all powerful, you're just. You can substitute any word in there. So when you pray, pray using these attributes and more.
当你在祷告的时候，第一件事你要颂赞，就是神的属性。神是大能的，神是至高的，神是圣洁公义的，神就是爱。神是满有怜悯的神，所以在你祷告的第一件事，你就要 送在神的属下。
Now in the final minutes, I want to talk about confession, and then I'm done. I'm going to talk about confession now. What are we supposed to confess?
所以最后一件事我要谈的呢，是我们怎么样去认罪悔改，认罪。我们要认罪什么呢？
So for confession, let's use the Ten Commandments.
作为认罪的时候，让我们用十诫。
I will go through them quickly.
我很快的就走过这十条。
Number one, you shall have no other gods before you.
第一条，不可有别的神。
This is the greatest one. It's the first one. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
你要尽心尽意尽力的爱你的神，不可有别的神。
What?Is first in your life is your God. Am I right? Whatever is first in your life is your God.
在你生命中，哪个是第一条？那个就是你的神，是不是？
God says, "Show me your calendar, and show me your checkbook, and I'll tell you what your God is."
神说，把你的日历打开，把你的钱包打开，我告诉你谁是你的神。
Show me what you do when you get up in the morning after you take care of your natural needs.What do you do after that? Do you go through the news media or do you open the Bible? What do you do first?
所以每天早上，当你梳洗之后，你第一件事干什么呢？是你去看报纸呢，还是看打开圣经？
What do you do on Sunday morning? Do you stay home or do you come to church? Praise the Lord for you're here. What do you do the first day of the week, the first hours of the week? What do you do? Whatever you do that day, that's your God.
所以每个礼拜。礼拜天礼拜一早上起来你要干的第一件事情是什么那就是你的神
My mother, God bless her, she always brought us always to church every Sunday morning. Whether we liked it or not, she did not ask us, did you want to go to church? No way. She said, she asked us whether we go to church, we would say no. Why would I want to go to church? And stay home and watch TV? Are you kidding, Mom? That was never given an option in our home. You come to church.I'm the head of this household. I'm the spiritual leader of this household. You have to listen to me. Come, get your shoes on, get in the car, and let's go to church.
Tom 的母亲每个礼拜天的早上第一件事说孩子们我们一起教会没有选择因为要有选择的话孩子们肯定都不愿意可能想看电视干什么他的第一件事情就是来教会别无他选
And that's what we told our children growing up.Even though it was your missionaries, obviously, but we told them this. I said, this is what we tell our kids. When I die, seriously, when I die, I'm going to stand before God alone. It's just going to be God and me. And God's going to have some tough questions to ask. If I didn't raise my kids by bringing them to church, he's going to have to ask me some questions. And you know what? You're not going to be there. You're not going to be there to defend me. I'm going to be by myself.Okay, so I have got to come up with some good answers to God. I am responsible for the children that God gave me, and I want to do my very best. Sorry about that. That's pretty long.
他说呢是这样。他说呢，他跟他孩子们说，每个礼拜天早上第一件事要去教会。为什么呢？他说，当我死的那一天，这是个真实的事情。他说，当我死的那一天，只有我面对神。那么的话，神，我只有自己能够我辩护我自己，我有没有让我的孩子去教会？这是神要审判我的事情。
Now I know it's easier when the kids are young. So start with the kids are young. When they're young, you just say, we're going, we're going, we're going. When they're older, it's hard. Because if you haven't done that, I know it can be difficult. I understand that. So don't be too hard on yourself. I know as a parent it's difficult. Pray, 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 pray. But it's never too late to start doing what's right. It's never too late to start doing what's right. Kids have to come to church, whether they like it or not.Because this is a commandment of God. Keep the Sabbath holy, and we're going to get to that.
所以，他孩子们小的时候，你让他们来教会很容易，但他等大了以后可能不容易。但尽管如此，你们一定要去努力做。
And you can see that that's number four. Number four says keep the Sabbath holy.
你看到，
so、
这个是这个世界上的第四条，他待会儿还会讲。
Okay, number two, you shall not make other idols.
第二条是不可雕刻偶像。
And we know that that can happen because we've got lots of idols in our culture, we've got cell phones, and we have a lot of distractions. So be careful, don't make an idol. You know, one thing, I'll stop there.
你在我们生活中有很多偶像，比如说你的手机就是你的偶像。
We often take a good thing and we make it a god. We always take something very good and we make a god out of it. TV was beautiful when we were young.When growing up, we had one TV. It was black and white. That was it. It was in my mother and father's room. And we all sat around and we watched it. Okay, but then after a while, the TV got more, it got colorful, and then we got computers. It was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing, but we made it God in our lives.
So, you know, 很多时候, 我们有很多东西都是好东西, 但是我们把好东西变成了我们自己的偶像。
God made the apple in the garden, or the pomegranate, or whatever it was. It was a good piece of fruit. But Eve turned it into a god by not asking God. She turned it into a god by not asking God what he thought when the devil tempted her. Her stomach became her god, right?
你们都记得在伊甸园里, 这个夏娃把水果当成了她的上帝, 因为她的肚子饿了。 她没有去问神可不可以吃，她就吃了。
The apple looked good to her. The apple looked more interesting to her than God did, right? It said she looked and saw beautiful. The apple looked more beautiful than God did.
那个苹果看起来比上帝更好看。
God makes this creation, and then we forget the creator of the creation. We worship the creation, and we don't worship the creator, right?
所以我们就崇拜那个被造的，而不是那个造物主。
So let's continue down. Let's not make an idol out of our culture. It's a good thing, but not let's misuse it. Number three, I like this translation. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Number three. And let me just say that I can talk about this a lot, but if you swear using God's name, then you are breaking this commandment, right? When you swear. And with the youth, we talk about swearing a lot. One of the number one problems with the youth right now is that they're swearing more. Why are youth swearing more? Because our culture is swearing more. Our culture is swearing more. Our culture is saying it's okay to get angry. It's okay to swear. And the kids are looking at this all the time. And we say, why is it wrong to swear? Because of this commandment.
不可妄称神的名，现在很多年轻人就整天说话嘴里很不干净，这乱七八糟的事情，所以呢，说这条的时候就是违反了第三条。When
you swear using God's name, you're misrepresenting God. You're making God look bad.
当你按照神的名去发誓的时候，你做那坏事的时候，你玷污了神的名。You're
looking, people are looking at you as a Christian. They're looking at you as a representation of God. And then they're saying, wow, this person is not kind. He gets angry. Oh, wow, well, maybe God thinks it's okay to get angry. You see what I mean? You are misrepresenting God. That's why Moses was not allowed into the promised land, because he struck the rock twice. He misrepresented God, and God punished him for this.
就像摩西没有去吩咐那个石头出水，而是打了那个石头两次以后，他没有听神的话，而是妄称了神的名，所以他得到了惩罚。
So one of the reasons swearing is so wrong, you know, sometimes you got to explain things to children, you know, that things are wrong, but you should explain why things are wrong. Kids will be more willing to do what you want them to do if you explain why. It's good to tell them don't do that, but give them some reasons why. Amen?
所以让你叫孩子不做什么事情的时候，最好给他一个理由。这样的话，他们更愿意聆听你的话。
And one of the reasons we give a lot of reasons to not swear, because God said not to, it misrepresents God. But a third reason you shouldn't swear is because with swearing, anger, you're handling anger in the wrong way, right?
当你在那说这些很脏话的时候，实际上你就是满怀愤怒。
The reason you're swearing is because of some frustration. There was some problem, or hurt, or injustice, or something is happening, and that's why you're swearing. You want to hurt somebody. So when you're hurt, when you're frustrated, when things don't go right, what does God want you to do? Seriously, what does God want you to do when you get frustrated? What does he want you to do?
当你感到不平，当你心中满怀 不平或者愤怒或者各种各样的情绪的时候，神让你应该怎么做呢？
Let me ask you a question. What did God want Cain to do? You remember Cain and Abel, and God was willing to accept Abel's sacrifice, but he didn't accept Cain because Cain didn't give him the best. So Cain became very angry and he killed his brother. Do you remember the story?
你记得那个故事，就是他的弟弟不愿意听神的话，非常气愤，他把他哥哥杀死了。
What question did God ask Cain?
神问他哥哥的问题是什么呢?
Do you remember?
你记得吗?
Right. Why are you so angry?
神问他的话说，你为什么这么愤怒呢？
And you know what Cain said?
你知道他怎么说的吗？
Nothing.
没有什么让我那么愤怒，我就是愤怒。
He went over to his younger brother and he took him out in the field and he killed his brother.
他把他弟弟拉出来，把他弟给杀了。
And God said, Cain, you're angry. You've got to master your anger. If you don't tell me why you're angry, God already knew, but he wanted to hear it out of Cain. If you don't tell me why you're angry, sin is at your door. And if you don't process the anger in the right way, it's going to destroy someone else and it's going to destroy you. You've got to master your anger.
So 神说，如果你不控制你的愤怒的话，你不仅会伤害别人，你最后要伤害你自己。
And so he kills his brother, and then he says to Cain later on, "Where is your brother?"
他把他的弟杀死了。后来他问，你的弟弟在哪里呢？
And Abel doesn't, and Cain doesn't admit it. He says, "Am I my brother's keeper? I don't know where my brother is." He never admits his sin.
所以他从来都没认自己的罪。他说，我不知道我弟弟在哪里。
So God says, "I'm going to banish you. I'm going to put a mark on your head, and I'm going to banish you." And Cain complains. Cain never admitted his sin.Never.
就是哥哥被神惩罚了他，但是他还拒绝认错。
So what does God want us to do when we get angry? He doesn't want us to swear. He doesn't want us to process our anger by ourselves. He wants you to go to Him. Tell Him why you're angry. You know, it's hard to be human. God knows it's hard to be human. He knows. He knows you're going to have emotions. Take those emotions to God and talk to God about those emotions.
所以当你在愤怒的时候，你应该怎么做呢？你应该跟神去交流，神愿意听你的话，跟他的诉说。
God was trying to counsel Cain. He was trying to be, God put his counseling head on, if I could say that reverently. God was trying to counsel Cain. Talk to me. Why are you angry? And then Cain would say, well, how come God, you accepted my brother's sacrifice and you didn't accept my sacrifice? And you know something? God would have told him, you know why, Cain, I didn't accept your sacrifice? Because you didn't give me the best. Now, go on, do it again. Give me something better and I'll accept yours. God would have said something like that, right?
当他跟那个哥哥说的时候，他哥哥说，神啊，你为什么接受我弟弟的东西啊，不收接受我的礼物呢？
He was acting like a kid. God wanted Cain to grow up.
神让这个哥哥长大，而不是让给他像个小孩子一样。
I had a mentor in my life once. I'd tell me when I was 18 years old, I was acting like a 2-year-old. Do you know what he said to me?
我以前去辅导一个这个十八岁的一个年轻人，你知道他跟我说什么
？He said, "Act your age, not your shoe size."
他说你的行为跟你的年龄要相称，而不是跟你的脚上的鞋子相称。
My shoe size was 8.5, and I was 18 years old. He said, "Act like 18-year-old. Don't act like the size of your shoe. Act like the age of your body."
他说他当时的脚是8.5码的，但是他已经十八岁了。他说你应该像个十八岁的孩子，而不是像穿个8.5。
I'm glad he was that direct for me. I'm glad he spoke the truth in love. We got to grow up. Amen, brothers and sisters. Process your anger with God. Don't swear, and you obey this commandment much better.
所以你跟你们大家讲，就是不要去骂人，不要去生气，而是向神去祈求。
So number 5, honor your father and mother. Number 6, you shall not murder.
第五就是孝敬父母。第六是不可杀人。
And murder, Jesus says that murder is equivalent to anger. Did you know that?He says, if you get angry in the wrong way, now you can get angry in the right way. Be angry and don't sin. Use your anger, but do something productive, not something destructive, right? So you can use anger in the right way. But if you use it in the wrong way, then it's like you're killing someone, Jesus said.
耶稣说，如果你把你的愤怒用错的话，你就跟杀人没什么区别。
So it's very serious, okay?
非常严重的一件事情。
Number 7, you shall not commit adultery.
第七条，不可奸淫。
Again, Jesus said, if you look at a woman and you start to fantasize, okay, if a woman or a man comes before you and they're good looking, well, okay, they're good looking, now you go on. But if you start thinking about it, you start lusting after it, well, then it's as good as if you went to bed with that person. Seriously, just looking and thinking is as if you went to bed with them. That's what Jesus says. Lust is like adultery.
So when you see a 靓男靓女的时候， 如果你心里产生了乱七八糟的想法，你无同，就跟他行淫一样，这是耶稣说的。
Jesus raised the standard.
耶稣把这个标准提高了。
I'm just telling you what he said. This is not me. Okay,
这是神的话，不是我说的。
Number eight, don't steal.
第八条，不可偷盗。
Time to pay our taxes, right? So we're all happy. We're going to pay our taxes within 4 weeks. So make sure you report all your income, right? Okay.
所以我们都要配税，所以四个礼拜之后，希望你大家都能如实的报税。
Number nine, you shall not lie.
第九条，不可做假见证。
And we know about that. We know that Satan is the father of lies, right?
你们知道撒旦是这个做假见证的父亲。
So think about this, friends. Every time you lie, I think about this all the time. I'm not trying to get down on you this morning. But every time I lie, I think to myself, you know, Jesus says that if Satan is the father of lies, think about this. If Satan is the father of lies and I lie, then Satan becomes my father.
耶稣说，
right?
这个撒旦是谎言的父亲。那么当我说谎的时候，那撒旦不就成了我的父亲吗？
Now I know I'm a Christian and God is my father and Satan cannot separate that. I know that theologically. But I'm just saying.
我知道从神学上的讲，神是我的天父。
And I know nothing can separate us from God. I know that theologically. But if I believe a lie, then I am trying to serve two fathers, the father of truth and the father of lies. And you cannot serve two masters. Amen?
当我们称谎的时候，实际上我们又是服侍神，又服侍撒旦。但我们不可以服侍两个主，你知道。
So you know you have to look in front of the mirror and you have to preach to yourself sometimes because your heart is deceitful. So look in front of the mirror and tell yourself these things all the time. It'll help you.
所以经常对着镜子看看你自己，因为我们的心经常会欺骗我们自己。
And one last thing, sometimes you think that oh I can tell a little white lie. Maybe yeah, it's not so bad. It's just a little white lie.
所以我有的时候我们可以讲一些善良的谎话。
And my wife would always say to our kids, "I'm going to give you a glass of milk," and that son would say, "Yeah, okay, great."
经常我太太跟我的孩子说，我给你一杯牛奶。
Now before she gives a glass of milk, oh, let me put a little speck of ink in there, just a little piece of ink, just a little drop of ink. Would you still drink the milk?
所以她说呢，我是不是在那个牛奶里放一滴墨水在里面？你是不是还喝那个牛奶呢？
Even though it's a little bit, it's poison. It's poison.
但是你知道那一滴墨水进去，那就是毒药，你不会喝的。
God is holy. God says, "Be perfect, for I am perfect." And you know, if you tell a white lie, just confess it, okay? But remember, white lies are still lies.
所以神是圣洁的，即使你跟人家讲一个善良的谎话，仍然是一个谎话。
No matter what color they are, they're still lies.
不管它是什么样的颜色。
Okay, the last one, and then we're done. And that says, "You shall not covet."
第十条是不可贪恋别人所有的。
You shall not envy. It's not a matter of it's not just jealousy. The aspect of jealousy here is covet. You want what somebody else has.
实际上不仅是这个贪恋，实际上是你想别人有什么东西，你想有什么东西。
And so when you try to not be satisfied with what God wants for you.And you want something different than what God has given you, then you are breaking the 10th commandment.
如果你想要一些东西不是神给你的，那么的话你就违反了第十条。
You're not satisfied with the husband that God gave you. You're not satisfied with the wife that God gave you. You're not satisfied with the children that God gave you. You're not satisfied with the job that God gave you. That's, and you try to look for something else because you think God made a mistake. That's sin. That's evil. And we need to repent from that. Amen.
当你很多时候你不满意你的孩子，不满意你的丈夫，不满意你的先生，不满意你的工作，尽管是神给你的，这时候你就违反了第十条。
So let's be content. Let's be thankful for what God has done. And so when we go through the acts, adoration, confession, the next one is thanksgiving. And so when we thank God, the more thankful we are, the less covet we will be.
所以的话，当我们在感谢神的时候，我们越多的感谢神，我们就越多的就不会贪恋别人所有。
Can we say this together, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we'll close with this.
Okay, 我们一起来念历代志下七章第十四节，我们一起念。这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑、祷告、寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
May God help us all to seek God's face and follow Him, but don't forget in the yellow.In the yellow. What does it say? One more time in the yellow.
我们不要忘了这上面这个我们画成这个黄颜色这段话，转离他们的恶行。
If my people, Not the culture. Repentance starts with the church.
悔改是从教会开始。
If my people, not the culture, we're always complaining about the culture, okay? And I know we need to do that, but this isn't talking about the culture. It's talking about us. If my people, called by my name, will humble myself and turn from my wicked ways, just don't pray. Pray is good. But you don't just go pray and then you go and sin afterwards. What good is that, right?
所以的话就是我们现在是讲的教会以内的，是称我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面。 转离他们的恶行，关键是转离他们的恶行，而不是今天离开教会你就开始又重新恶事。So
let God bless us all as we continue to praise Him, as we continue to confess, thanksgiving and supplicate. May God bless us in our efforts.
愿神来赐福于我们，让我们能够悔改认罪。
About 3 years ago, a sister in the church here, you know Esther, she gave me this beautiful, my wife and I, she gave us this beautiful thing, and it says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing.
这个上面写了什么呢? 不停住的祷告。
We have this hung up in the office, and I love the different colors. It's so bright. It's so joyful, isn't it? When you look at all these colors, it's so joyful.
充满了欢喜快乐的一幅画，上面写着，不住的祷告。
And so continue to pray without ceasing. Last point before we end. Without ceasing in the Greek, pray without ceasing means it's like a cough. When you cough, you're like, then it takes a few minutes, and then you cough again. We know about coughing because of the pandemic, right? We're coughing all the time. It means pray like a nagging cough.
这上面祷告就像我们有一个白日咳一样的，不住的咳，所以我们要不住的祷告。
So may we continue to trust the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength.
让我们尽心尽力地爱我们的神。
And pray like Jesus prayed.
我们祷告就像耶稣祷告一样。
He did it for 40 days, and we're doing it now. And then love like Jesus loved, and reach out like Jesus reached out, and be kind like Jesus reached out.
我们像耶稣祷告了40天一样，对别人充满了爱，像。 对别人充满了怜悯和对别人充满了这个善意。
And we will be the light that He wants us to be.
我们就会像他要求我们那样，把让我们心中的光能够亮给别人看。
You are the light of the world. Be bold, be courageous, and love others.
你是世界的光，勇敢往前走。
Father in heaven,
天上的父，
we thank you for our time together.
感谢你让我们在大家在一起有这段美好的时光。May
we be people of holiness.
让我们都能成圣。May
we be people of love.
让我们给世上所有的人有爱。May
we continue to shine the truth to a dark world.
让我们给这个黑暗的世界带来真理。Until
we see you face to face.
直到我们见主面的那天。In
Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.